I think that's one thing that I've been struggling with, that I didn't know what I wanted. So it's the same with vision boards. The more specific we can be, the better. But at the same time, we have to be open to what comes into our awareness and what comes into our space. And usually it doesn't look the way that we thought it would, but it can look a different way and it can become even better. Welcome to the Sensitive Success Podcast. I'm Frida Kabo, founder of Sensitive Success Circle, the mastermind for sensitive coaches and changemakers who want to create success in their way with the help of their sensitivity. I have spent the last decade recreating my life. I moved from Sweden to New Zealand with my husband and two kids, working online, creating the life and business that I love with a mission to help others do the same. One of the things I learned is that we have so much wisdom inside when we learn to trust and take aligned action. And even though we're responsible for our journey, we don't have to do it alone. I do this work because I'm committed to helping highly sensitive, introverted, intuitive coaches and changemakers to do the work they are called to do in a way that works for them. I know it's possible and creates so many ripples. My intention with these episodes is for you to be inspired, empowered, and to know that you're not alone in your business adventure. If you haven't already, come over and connect with me on Instagram at Frida Kabo. Thank you for being here because it means that you're creating sensitive success too, which is precisely what the world needs. Welcome. In this episode, I wanted to hone in on goal setting. So in less than 2 months, it's a new year, 2023. And yeah, there's bound to be a lot of goals set and a lot of goal setting workshops done. And I just wanted to throw in my thoughts around the subject and some things that I have discovered on my journey. So yeah, I think we all heard about SMART goals: S, specific; M, measurable; A, accepted or attainable; R, relevant; T, time managed. What I've noticed with the SMART goals, and I think it has its place as well, of course. I think all of these like methods and things and that people put out to be helpful could be really helpful in certain aspects. But I also think that we need to be really aware of when to use it and when to not use it. So, for example, the SMART goals, I noticed with my clients and myself that they cause a lot of disappointment and frustration. And the process and having a SMART goal usually makes you really attached to the outcome rather than the process. And we want to create a life that works for us and that really feels good right here, right now, no matter where we are, right? So we want to have a good life now, but we also want to accomplish big things. And so yeah, with the SMART goals, it's easy to just focus on the goal itself and focus, when I get there, I will. When I get there, I will. But we want to take it back to, okay, what am I doing right here and right now? And I just wanted to walk through the steps of the SMART goal to really see how it can be beneficial, but also how it might be not so beneficial. So if we start with the S, specific. So being specific is really powerful. So the more specific we can be towards what we want, the easier it will be for us to discover that and for our unconscious mind to help us in our quest to find what we're seeking. So for example, if you want to buy a car, it's really helpful to know what kind of car, what color, what year and so on, because then you can search it up and you can find what you're seeking, right? But if we are putting that specific onto something that we are not sure about, that we don't really know, we can also close off opportunities. So when we set up a specific goal, that might not be the whole truth. So sometimes I feel like I want something big, but I'm not sure what it is. And then put a SMART goal to it because I want it to be specific, measurable, and all of those things. And ending up being disappointed because I might have not reached there because that was maybe not what I really wanted, if you know what I mean. So yeah, measurable. It's great to know when you get and reach the goal because then you can celebrate, right? But the most important things in life are not really measurable. So what you can do is you can do your own scale of 1 to 10 How are you now and how do you want to feel? That can be really helpful in some ways. But then you have to also define, okay, what is it that makes this number now? And I want that number. What does that really mean? So that's one way of making it measurable. And that can be really helpful. But it's also, as I said, if there is something that is not measurable, it can take away from it to actually box it in. And then we have the A that I've seen two different variations of accepted. So if we have a lot of people or even ourselves, the goal needs to be something that we really want. And I think that is in organizations as well, like it needs to be accepted by the people around you. And so you're on the right, same track. And the other version I've seen is attainable. And to me, that sounds really boring, okay? Because that really puts the lid on and keeping us kind of small, especially for someone like me, being highly sensitive and having anxiety, and it really can put the lid on for what's possible and just having the bar too low. And then relevant, so that again goes back to the accepted piece. Is it relevant? Is it something that I really want? Is it relevant in my life right now? And then we have the last one, time managed. So when do we want it? And that can be really helpful sometimes, of course. But I also see a lot of business owners, especially that I work with, that want things to happen really fast. And it usually takes time. And I reflect on this, especially now when we starting a garden here in our new place. And the seeds take time. It doesn't matter if I just stand there and share them on. Sure, I can help them with making sure they have as good conditions as possible. But it doesn't matter if I say, okay, you need to be done by this date, right? And I feel like it's the same with a lot of things that we are seeing or that we're wanting in our lives. Sometimes it's really helpful to have a deadline, to set that date and say, this is when I need to have done this. Because that makes us work for it. And it just sets your brain to that's when it's going to be ready. But what I'm seeing, especially with new entrepreneurs, is that we set the time, but set the time limit too soon. And we're putting a lot of pressure on ourselves to create that. And having, like, it's so important to have the right expectations and just be in the now and also do those little steps that takes us forward. So yeah, as I said, the SMART goals can be really helpful in a way, but it also can create a lot of disappointment and frustration and making us attached to the outcome rather than the process. Like sometimes we don't know our goals. I think that's one thing that I've been struggling with, that I didn't know what I wanted. So it's the same with vision boards. The more specific we can be, the better. But at the same time, we have to be open to what comes into our awareness and what comes into our space. And usually it doesn't look the way that we thought it would, but it can look a different way and it can become even better. So in the beginning, when I started my journey of changing my life or creating my life consciously instead of just following what I thought everyone else wanted or expected of me or what I needed to do to be happy, and when I started that journey, I had a lot of things that I didn't want. So that's a good place to start. If you don't know what you want, you can look at what you don't want. But then also turn that, okay, I don't want this. Okay, so what do I want? And really aim towards something. And one thing that I think works really well with highly sensitives is working with feelings. I want to start a bit earlier than that, because one thing that I see in goal setting is that we start too soon. We say, okay, let's see, okay, where do I want to go? And forgetting that you need to look at where am I now? So we don't set our goals on all things that we wanted or on who we used to be or where we used to be. So for example, now when I moved into a new place and I have this amazing big summit going on and I'm in a totally different platform, a totally different space than I was a year ago. So what I need to do now is really start by reevaluating. Start with a foundation. Who am I now? And where am I now? So what have I done? What challenges have I overcome? And what memories do I have from the last year? And really look at the new platform that you have built for yourself. It doesn't matter if you are more happy with it or not. Just looking at it, okay, where am I actually now? Who am I now? So tune into who you are. What's your capacity? What's your strengths? What's your physical and mental platform? And what has changed? So look at the physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual platform. Where are you now? What has changed? Who are you? And what can help you attain your goals? What can help you in creating the life you want to live? And what is really helpful is to write down how do you want to feel and have those feelings as your goals. So your goal is to feel happy. Goal is to feel alive, maybe to feel more flexible or more love. Because when we start with the feeling, we can then look at, okay, what makes me feel this way? And when we do things that makes us feel that way and we focus on that, we're going to get even more of it. So if I focus on things that makes me feel more love, I can start with myself or I can start with my child and just give them a hug, maybe, if they want it. Or I can give myself a hug and say, you're amazing to myself. And then I feel more love. Where instead of with the SMART process, you put up a goal and then usually that is because you want to feel a certain way. And you can still have the same goals or want the same things, but it's about how does the process look and how do we want to feel during the process. So if you have something that you really know that you want, you know with your whole body that you want that, how would that make you feel when you accomplish that? So if you know that you want to go for a long, long walk and that's your goal, why is that your goal and how will that make you feel? Will it make you feel more flexible, that you're in a good shape, feel accomplished maybe, that you have actually accomplished something? So catch those feelings and write them down and see that. Make small steps so you can feel that every day. You don't have to feel that just when you have done that big walk. You can feel it every day if you're going towards that goal. But it's also about bigger things and seeing where it leads us. We don't have to know where it's gonna lead us. We can just, okay, I want to feel more love. Yeah, how can I do that? And then increase it and see where that leads you. So when we moved here, I knew that I didn't want to spend another summer in Hamilton. Sorry, Hamilton. It's a beautiful place, but it's in a city and it's not my cup of tea, okay? Yeah, and I knew I didn't want to spend another summer there. And that was my intention. And then I started thinking, okay, what do I want? A new opportunity opened up because we started homeschooling the kids so we could move wherever. And then it was just like, okay, how do I want to feel? I want to feel free. I want to feel relaxed. I want to feel independent and all of these things. And then that fed into the vision of where do I want to live? And a big one was also connected. I want to feel connected to nature, but also to the people. And I feel that is more achievable in a smaller space. And also online, of course, I want to be able to connect with my amazing people online. So that was a criteria as well, to really feel connected and, of course, connected to myself. So yeah, really feel into what feelings do you want more of and then be open to what comes up and see what makes me feel that way. Do you want to feel accomplished? Well, maybe do the dishes and you can say, yeah, I did it. Right? Start with the small things. It doesn't have to be these big goals that we aim for and makes us exhausted and then, landing after it. It can actually be, okay, I want to feel this way. This makes me feel this way. I'm going to do more of that and see where it leads me. So yeah, I think it's really important that we are attached more to how we feel right now than the outcome further along. We have a process because it's really the journey that is the thing, right? yeah, sure, it's amazing to do these big, huge goal things, but it's only for a moment, and then what? So if we can really enjoy and cherish the journey on the way there, then I think that we can call in even more things and be open to even bigger things that can help us on our way. And also people that buy into the vision or the feeling that we are sending out. So yeah, I hope that was helpful. Let me know. Head over to Instagram and tell me at Frida Cabo. I'm looking forward to hear from you there. And let me know, how do you want to feel? I hope you enjoyed this episode. This podcast is put together for you to see what is possible and how to use your sensitivity to create success in your way. If you know anyone who would find this conversation useful, please share. And if you share this on social media, tag me in and I would love to reshare it. Come over and connect with me on Insta at Frida Cabo and tell me your biggest takeaway from this episode. Thank you for listening, and remember to keep shining so that those who need your help can find you.